Next patient, Alan Jordan. The last name is J-O-R-D-A-N. This is a clinical case of an 86-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4. Period. In one of the episodes of angioedema, the patient had to be intubated. He was on the respirator for a lengthy period of time, had a permanent tracheostomy, has had recovered the kidney function. However, the creatinine has been changing from 4 milligrams per deciliter to currently is 3.1. The patient has been very stable. He has lost 5 pounds of body weight, and the estimated GFR is now 18.8 mLs per liter. There is evidence of proteinuria that is not getting any worse. It's a little bit more than 1 gram per gram of creatinine. Period. We haven't entertained given SGLT2 inhibitors due to the fact that the GFR is so much deteriorated. There is no evidence of metabolic acidosis. The CO2 is 23, the potassium is 3.6. The sodium 141 and the chloride is 103. Number two, the patient has hypercalcemia, 10.5. Ionized calcium is slightly elevated. It's 1.32. The PTH is going to be requested for the next visit. Following number, the patient has hereditary angioedema with a C1 inhibitor deficiency that is treated with the administration of Takhzyro, 300 milligrams sub-Q every 2 weeks. T-A-K-H Z like in Zulu, I Y R O T K T A K H Z like in Zulu, Y like in Yankee, R like in Roger, O 300 milligrams sub Q every 2 weeks. Following number, gout that is in remission. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, arterial hypertension under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. We are going to give an appointment to see us in 7 minutes or further follow-up. We spend 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 18 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.
Okay.